The current city budget anticipates $2 million in revenue from the sliding scale ticket tax. As prices rise, the tax rises. That's everything above a $10 ticket. The proposed tax runs up to $3.50 for a ticket priced above $75, and there are increasingly more of those. However, to put the tax into effect, the council has to approve, and the members aren't yet dealing with the proposal since ticket sellers and city officials are still dickering over details. Council President Pridgen says the city needs the revenue because needs are rising to handle public events.
Our city is growing, and when you talk about police, when you talk about fire, when you talk about, at times, we have 3, 4, 5 major events going on at night. So that means overtime. That means somebody's got to participate in that. How that occurs, I don't have the answers yet. But we do know that the administration and these groups are working really almost daily on this.
There's another talk session tomorrow between the two sides, with lawyer Adam Walters representing most of the large cultural institutions. Shays, Kleinhans, Sabres, Bandits, Bisons, KeyBank Center, and Concessionaire be your guest. A key problem is that many of the tickets for most of this fiscal year are already sold or already billed, and it's not clear how to charge taxes on those tickets. There will be a rebate for city residents who have already paid for city services, with the mechanics yet to be worked out. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.